Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. Thanks for joining us today. Happy Monday. When do you know it's right?
That's right.
When do you know it's wrong?
Oh. You'll know when it's wrong.
For me, it's listening to my body. My body always knows. My body is always talking to me. I've talked about this before.
Bo knows.
Who's Bo?
Bo Jackson, but also Bo is short for Bodhi, body.
Oh.
Your body always knows when it's
wrong. Do you remember that commercial, Bo Knows Baseball?
Yeah, that's Bo Jackson.
But he really didn't, because he only lasted in baseball for a couple seasons. And it was, yeah. Anyway, the reason we're talking about this is I have a confession to make. I'm going to get vulnerable with you all right now.
We can all get vulnerable on this one, I think.
We've
all made decisions.
Okay. So here's the thing. Y'all know that I gave up drinking alcohol. I mean, I gave it up completely. I loved drinking wine. In my 30s, I drank a lot of wine.
We had a cork collection. We still have the cork collection.
When you say
cork. Cork.
Oh, cork. Yeah, we did. We had a
Sometimes
cork collection.
Sometimes my keys sound like teas.
And we would actually put our corks on our island in our, not that we own an island, but you know how.
We do own an island. It's called Cork Island.
You know, like in your kitchen, how everybody puts, not everybody puts corks on their island, but we did.
Yeah.
We glued corks on our island. And then when we went to go sell our house, the people were like, we don't want those corks on our island. Yeah. And I was like, well, good, because those corks mean a lot to me. Like that
we're
was our wedding night. And that's when we had sex for the first time. And that was that. So then
After
I started.
Our wedding night.
Thank you
or
for adding that.
Night,
My mom is listening. And then I started tearing off the corks.
And the whole island went with them.
Totally ruined the drywall. And then we had to redo the whole island. And it ended up costing us a lot of money. But anyway, long story short, I had wine with my friend who's helping me write my book, Heather, on Wednesday. Because we were talking about the book. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just open a bottle of wine. I've had a long week. And I'm trying, because I enjoy wine, to slowly bring it back into my life.
Yeah. Well, so there's a thing, everything in moderation, right?
Yes. This is kind of a bad idea. I'm just going to tell you that. Because there's been three times now since the year started.
You've tried to reintroduce.
Where Jason has done coffee solo. And he, I don't even know if he tells you exactly
something
why
you
I'm
ate,
gone.
Something is upset your stomach.
Okay, so he tells you I have food poisoning or that
it's a poisoning.
I just need a break. Yes. And it's not that I'm over drinking. I mean, I'm talking one or two glasses of wine, but I go into convulsions where I go into, I have migraine headaches the next day and I am.
And someone's going to probably make the assumption that these are big, large, like that joke glass where they're like, I'm just having one glass.
No,
and it's that big monster glass.
No, we're talking a regular bottle of wine.
Size glass.
With a friend. So we're talking
4.5 glasses of wine split between two people.
Split between two people. Yes. And it makes me convulsingly sick. Convulsingly. Yeah. And it's my body saying, no, Jana, you cannot have this. Yeah. Like, this does not work for you. I get so ill that I violently vomit. And then I have this headache that lasts usually for 3 days. Mind you, I had to ride a roller coaster on Friday. And we had to ride it not just once, but like twice in a row.
An ultimate roller coaster.
And smile while we were doing it. We'd be like, We're having a blast without putting our hands up because that was the stipulation. Good morning. Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Patrick.
And good morning, Michelle, all the way from Ireland.
What?
Good to see
you. Top of the morning to ya.
I'll be messaging you right after the with coffee.
Oh my gosh. And Mindy's here. Mindy joined us on Friday, which was so fun. It was so fun to just sit and have a glass of wine. No, I'm kidding. We didn't have a glass of wine. She joined us for our meetup group. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell y'all is that our bodies are constantly talking to us. We just don't always listen. Louise Hayes, she has this book called Healing the Body. In fact, my copy, oh gosh, I might be able to reach it. Oh, did I just run over your toe?
No, I was kind of leaning on you because you're my rock.
Oh.
You're my foundation.
I roll though, I roll.
I know, but not laterally.
Okay. At any rate, she has this book. It's called Healing Your Body. And she even writes in there, where she'll say, if your back hurts, if your lower back hurts, it means you're worrying about money. Or if your gut is feeling uneasy, maybe that's because you're out of integrity. Or if you're itching, remember when Jason was scratching, itching, show him your skin. Yep. And how you've scarred your little, do you see yep. that? Do you see those little pock marks that he's made for himself? Like, I'm pointing out your flaws.
Yeah, that's all right. Because I used to literally just scratch holes in my neck trying to escape.
And he was trying to escape his job. He was trying to escape his job. And it wasn't until I got out her book and I'm like, why are you picking at your skin? And Louise Hayes was like, you're trying to escape something. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
And it kept going and kept going. And I would do the, it lessened so much when I started doing the affirmations. But when I left September 2021.
Yes.
Literally, I have not had a single time to scratch or any like bumps or anything since then.
I know. If only I would have looked it up like 2 weeks prior, you wouldn't have had these scars.
So for me, like my body told me, because when I got into the workforce, I wanted power. I wanted wealth. I wanted to matter in the world.
You do matter.
I know I do. But the thing is, I didn't matter to me.
Okay.
And I didn't.
Whoa. Let's just stop right now. Because did everyone just hear what he said? He wanted to matter in the world, but he didn't feel like he mattered to himself. And I feel like we all can relate to that. I know that I can. And whether it's you want to matter, whether it's you want to be loved, whether it's
I wasn't enough.
You want to be seen, whether it's you want to be heard, we have to, whether it's when you want to be accepted, we have to do that for ourselves before we can expect it from the world. We teach the world how to treat us. So if we want the world to see us, feel us, hear us, love us, we have to do that for ourselves.
And so in my heart and in my mind, I felt like I'd done all these things and I'd continued to show up and do all these things. And I wanted things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, why am I not getting things?
Okay.
So I was like, I was desperate to get material things to prove that the work I was doing was valid.
Okay.
And I wasn't getting it.
Okay.
And my body was dying from it. And I felt it. Like my back, my neck, my head, my feet, my legs, every time I had a...
your shins.
My shins,
I wonder what Louise Hayes says about your shins.
But I could feel it in my whole body.
You keep talking. I'm going to try to reach this book.
It got to a point where I finally just one day realized that I don't need all these things to validate my worth, to validate that I matter, because I started caring. I actually mattered to me, and I decided I am of value to the world, and I just started serving people and providing solutions for people. And the more I gave, the more I realized that by giving, I actually prove my value. So, because you can't give unless you have something to give. So you're giving from a place of value. And that changed my whole perspective on who I was as a person. And it changed. It's like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things you look at change.
Yeah.
So that changed knowing where I was going and what
I
was on.
Okay, I don't see shins, but you mentioned stiffness. You mentioned stiff neck. Stiff neck means you are being bullheaded.
I was very bullheaded.
You're unbending.
I was very unbending.
Oh, and if that happens, if you're feeling that, then you need to say this affirmation, it is safe to see other viewpoints. And the minute that you start saying that affirmation, then your neck pain will go away.
I was unbending and unforgiving.
Isn't that crazy? Okay, wait. Okay, so put your ailments in the comments. Put your ailments in the comments and I will look them up for you. If you have an ailment, put it in the comments and I will look it up for you. Okay, so I know that I've been having shoulder pain. So let's see what shoulder pain is. Shoulder pain represents our ability to carry out experiences in life joyously. We make life a burden by our attitude. Oh, I need to be more joyous.
So
I've got joy down in
my heart.
Where?
Down in
my shoulder.
So Michelle has knee pain.
Knee pain.
So attitude is a... So attitude reflects your aptitude.
Okay.
Or altitude.
Yeah.
So that's pretty big.
Okay, knee pain. Oh my gosh. Do you really want to hear this out loud, Michelle? Knee pain. Okay, so it says knee, C joints. So there's a couple things for knee pain, but knee represents pride and ego. And if you're experiencing anything with your knee, you should say, I am flexible and flowing. I am flexible and flowing. And it also says knee problems means you may be stubborn, ego, and pride. Inability to bend, fear, inflexibility, won't give in. Is there a situation where you're not giving in? That's if you're having knee problems. And for that, you should use the affirmation, forgiveness, understanding, compassion. I bend and flow with ease and all is well. Okay, wait. Mindy says she has headaches and jaw pain. Okay, we'll start with headaches.
A lot of times headaches come from jaw pain.
Okay, so we'll go with jaw pain because jaw pain just came up. Jaw problems means you have anger, resentment, and desire for revenge. Oh, Mindy. Mindy, I want to talk to you
Revenge was a good TV series.
Oh my gosh, I want to talk to you more. And you should use the affirmation, I am willing to change the patterns in me that created this condition. I love and approve of myself. I am safe. Ooh, that's so good. That's so good. And headaches, did headaches come up? Okay, I need to do headaches
so
one more time.
Sometimes we don't recognize revenge.
Yeah.
But because I was very vengeful.
Yeah, I know.
And it was just because I felt hurt. I felt betrayed. And also, I felt like other people were causing injustice in the world because I was unwilling to see from their perspective. And I was unwilling to see that people do the things they do because of the way they think, the way they believe, and the way they were really raised in the world.
Yeah.
So they're right in their own, the way they were brought up. Like they're just doing things. Everyone does things because of their thoughts, their beliefs, and
their feelings.
Their feelings.
Okay, here's one last one, headaches. And now it also says see migraines, but here's just headaches in general. It means you're invalidating the self, self-criticism and fear. And the affirmation is, I love and approve of myself. I see myself and what I do with the eyes of love. I am safe, which is very similar to the jaw pain. I am safe. I am safe. There's something to this. Yeah, I really love this.
And I think a lot of it comes back to just making sure that we check to make sure that we are really dialed into where we want to be personally and knowing, are we clear about being on our own individual path, or have we adopted someone? Have we gotten on in someone else's taxi cab? And are we going to where they want to go, or are we on their ride? Are we following someone else's dream, someone else's path? And it's okay to jump on someone else's ride for a while, as long as they're on in our lanes and on going kind of in the direction we want to go to learn. But we have to make sure that when it deviates from where we want to be going, that we get out of that cab.
We've gone a little long, but I do want to say your body never lies. There's actually a couple tools that Jason and I have where when we go around the house, like we'll go to a painting and I'll say, Jason, do you like this? Do you like this? And there's actually a tool where you can put your hand up and you can ask, like, do you like this? And if he likes it, you push his hand down. If he really likes it, it'll be hard to push down. And if he doesn't like it, his hand will go, because when you lie, your body, your energy just goes, psh. Anyway, we can explore that tool at another time. Your body never lies. Listen to your body talk.
Listen to your body talk.
Your body talk.
Listen to your body talk.
Exactly.
Let's get...
Okay, Olivia. Bye, guys. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.